People are internally conflicted only when they are autonomous. Only, in other words, when they decide for themselves how to act and what to think. To be internally conflicted is to have two incompatible decision-making protocols. And if one has no such protocols, in other words, if one does not decide for oneself what to think or do, then one cannot have two incompatible such protocols and thus cannot be internally conflicted. A bureaucrat is somebody who has surrendered all of his decision-making responsibilities to the bureaucracy that employs him. So long as a given person's decision-making protocol is capable of being in conflict with the bureaucracy that hosts him, that person is not a bureaucrat. And so long as that condition obtains, he can be internally conflicted, since, under that circumstance, he has, or at least can have, two decision-making protocols, one corresponding to the bureaucracy in question, and one that is his own. It is only when these two protocols merge, and it is therefore only when his own decision protocol is absorbed into, and therefore eliminated in favor of, the institution's decision protocol, that the person in question becomes a bureaucrat. One is either completely a bureaucrat, or completely not a bureaucrat. If somebody is only half a bureaucrat, then he can, to some extent, make decisions for himself, and therefore is not a bureaucrat at all. What can happen is that a person may be weak, and, without crossing the line, so to speak, that separates non-bureaucrats from bureaucrats, may, in some contexts, act like a bureaucrat, and may, by virtue of being obviously weak, be tolerated by bureaucrats. But even this arrangement is unstable, and will work only if the non-bureaucrat in question is an utter bump in a log. Given that bureaucrats are not internally conflicted, they are not neurotic or otherwise psychodynamic. They can be, and indeed categorically are, broken, and the breaks within them may be located along the psychical fault lines that, in a psychodynamic person, would be the meeting points of two opposed emotional forces. In someone who is psychodynamic, these fault lines correspond to mind-internal tensions, but in the bureaucrat, they correspond to veritable schisms, to rents or cracks. In a psychodynamic person, these fault lines are places where there is too much psychical activities, where there is a plurality of mutually opposed psychical forces. And because these fault lines are still psychical hotspots in the psychodynamic person, because intra-psychical communications, as it were, pass through them and along them, their existence is not an existential threat to the integratedness of the psyche in question. But in the bureaucrat, these fault lines are indeed schisms. They are crevice-like gaps or canyons, which are to no degree populated by psychical forces, and their existence, therefore, does pose an existential threat to the psyche in question. And when a bureaucrat is made consciously aware of these fault lines within his own psyche, he responds not with psychological resistance, but with abject fear. Bureaucrats do not have resistance reactions. Resistances are about internal conflict. One part of the person's mind accepts what he is being told about himself, but another opposed part refuses to accept it. Bureaucrats are not internally conflicted, and therefore do not have resistance reactions. A bureaucrat will hiss and seethe like a wounded viper when a spotlight is shined on the cracks in his psyche, but this hissing and seething is not about resistance. It is about pure, non-conflicted, utter hatred of the person who is shining the light. The bureaucrat's psychological architecture is not identical with, and is not easily understood in terms of, that of the psychodynamic person. The bureaucrat's psychological architecture is to be understood in terms of that of the psychopath. The psychopath, like the bureaucrat, is incapable of internal conflict, since internal conflict is mediated by conscience, and the psychopath has no conscience. The difference between the bureaucrat and the psychopath is that because the bureaucrat was once a person, because he was a person before his own decision protocol was replaced by that of the corresponding institution, his psychological architecture, though non-psychodynamic and therefore effectively dead, has a formal similarity to that of the psychodynamic person. The bureaucrat's psyche is the skeleton of a once-existent, but now dead and gone, psychodynamic psyche. By contrast, the psychopath's psyche does not even have a skeletal or formal similarity to that of a normal person. There is no one way that bureaucrats look or sound, but they often have a distinctively nasal sound, a distinctively monotonic nasal sound. It sounds like this, guys, hi, yeah, I'm not comfortable doing that. This sound is easily imitated, clearly, and it often is imitated, usually in comedic contexts. In any case, this sound, with its distinctive lack of resonances, or with its distinctively misallocated resonances, has to do with the bureaucrat's impoverished emotional architecture. The missing or misplaced resonances correspond to the emotional gaps, the dead zones or empty spaces within the bureaucrat's psyche.